Rare, the new album by Selena Gomez, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 last week. It's the singer's first album in more than 4 years. And Rare is not just an album. It's also a message that she got tattooed on her neck.
We live in a time, especially now, where everything is based on your looks and social media, and there's so many different channels telling people what they should look like and how they should, you know, do this, do that. And I want to represent a person that is just saying, you are who you are, you're unique, and you're rare.
Selena Gomez joins me now from our studios in Los Angeles. Hello, and congratulations on the number one.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, how does it feel to, you know, be topping the charts again?
I was so nervous, to be honest. When you take that long of a break, it is pretty nerve-wracking, but I'm beyond myself. I'm so happy people are responding to it really well.
A lot has happened to you since your last album, Revival, came out in 2015, and a lot of it in the public eye.
Right. Super fun.
I mean, you say it like that, because it must have been difficult. I mean, two public breakups, struggles with lupus, a kidney transplant. You've been public about a lot of this, too.
The reason why I've become so vocal about the trials and tribulations of my life is because people were already going to narrate that for me. I wasn't going to have a choice because of how fast everything moves now. And most of the time, yes, it's not true, or it's an embellished version of what the truth is. And you know, I want to be able to tell my story the way I want to tell it. And all of these things happened. And I wasn't going to deny that. I wasn't going to pretend to put a smile on when it actually was awful. It was one of the worst, a few of the worst moments of my life. And I don't know if I would have made it. And that's medical reasons, you know, obviously, and emotional reasons. I just had to find a way to claim my story.
This is just what the doctor ordered. Put a gold star on my disorder.
You've spoken about suffering from anxiety and depression, and you took a break in 2018 for your mental health. I want to talk about one of the songs. There's a couple on this album that references your struggles with mental health. Let's listen to Fun.
If I'm looking at you and me, we're on some kind of symmetry. I try not to fall.
I mean, it sounds like you're doing a lot better now. How'd you get there?
I feel great. Yeah. I'm on the proper medication that I need to be on, even as far as my mental health. I fully believe in, you know, just making sure you check in with your doctors or therapists. And that's forever. That's something I will have to continue to work on. Yes, I don't think I just magically feel better. I have days where it is hard for me to get out of bed, or I have major anxiety attacks. And it's not just in the song Fun. You know, there are other songs on the album that do say it's like happiness is something that isn't going to be handed to someone.
Happiness ain't something you sit back and you wait for.
I do like learning about it. When I was a kid, I was terrified of thunderstorms. It would freak me out. I was in Texas, so I would assume that thunder and lightning would mean tornado. And so my mom, you know, she would give me these books, you know, and they're like the little thin books for kids to know about what's rain. And she just said, you know, the more that you learn about it and how it works, the less you're going to be afraid of it. But the way I find these moments in my life that are pretty difficult, I think the only way it's helped me is that I can use that for good. So yeah, I can sit down with somebody who's gone through a lot of health issues. I can sit down with someone who has had their heart completely broken, or a family that's broken, fighting for their right to stay in this country, or kids who are going through things they shouldn't even be worrying about at that age. You know, I want to live in a world where an 11-year-old is not committing suicide because of bullying on social media. That's what I think my real mission is. I have such big dreams and ideas for ways that I can give back. And right now, I know that this is something that will be for life.
I want to listen to a little bit of Lose You to Love Me, your first number one song off this album, and I can't stop dancing to it. It's awesome. Let's listen.
You promised the world and I fell for it. I put you first and you adored it. Set fires to my forest and you let it burn. Sang off key in my chorus, 'cause it wasn't yours.
Tell me about this song.
Actually, tell me how you dance to it, because all I do is sob.
I mean, I kind of, like, with my daughter, we kind of go around in a circle.
No, I understand. It's a beautiful, I'm very proud of it. It has a different meaning to me now from when I wrote it. And I felt I didn't get a respectful closure. And I had accepted that, but I know I needed some way to just say a few things that I wish I had said.
I needed to hate you to love me, yeah. To love, love, yeah. To love, love, yeah. To love.
It's not a hateful song. It's a song that is saying, I had something beautiful, and I would never deny that it wasn't that. It was very difficult, and I'm happy it's over. And I felt like this was a great way to just say, you know, it's done, and I understand that, and I respect that. And now here I am stepping into a whole other chapter.
And saying goodbye to Justin Bieber, who I'm assuming you're speaking about.
You had to get the name in. Oh, I get it.
And 2 months you replaced us. Like it was easy. Made me think I deserved it. In the thick of healing.
Do you look back on that time and is when you think about the parts of your life that were painful that you've kind of moved on from, is that one of the harder parts?
No, because I've found the strength in it. It's dangerous to stay in a victim mentality. And I'm not being disrespectful. I do feel I was a victim to certain abuse. And
you mean emotional abuse?
Yes. And I think that it's something that I had to find a way to understand it as an adult. And I had to understand the choices I was making. As much as I definitely don't want to spend the rest of my life talking about this, I am really proud that I can say I feel the strongest I've ever felt. And I've found a way to just walk through it with as much grace as possible.
I think we're going to go out on the song Vulnerable, because to me the idea of staying vulnerable represents the ability to kind of move forward.
If I give you every piece of me, I know that you could drop it. Give you the chance, I know that you could take advantage, but you got it.
Someone actually gave me the biggest compliment the other day. They said that Vulnerable, the song, is the heart of the album. And that means to me that vulnerability, and I've said this before, is a strength. And as I grew up in this chaotic space, I did have to learn how to be tough and to be strong, but I'm not this hard person. And I have every right to be. From 7 years old to 27, I've been working. And I've had the most horrible things said to me, said about me. One of my issues is that I always felt like I was just this weak person. Because I would cry, or I'd get emotional, or I hated when people were rude. I just started getting to the place, I would say definitely a few years ago, where I understood that vulnerability is actually such a strength.
If I show you all my demons and we dive into the deep, and would we crash and burn like every time before? I would tell you all my secrets, wrap your arms around my weakness. If the only other option is letting go, I'll stay vulnerable.
I shine the most within when I'm sharing my story with someone, or when I'm there for a friend, or when I do meet someone, I'm not bitter and sarcastic. I mean, sometimes I am, but I'm proud that I'm okay with speaking about my heart. And the whole song is saying, hey, if I give this to you, if I give myself to you, are you strong enough to be there for me? It's like, if not, I'll let go of the situation, but I'm still going to be vulnerable to what's next.
They fell in love one summer, a little too wild for each other, shiny till it wasn't.
Selena Gomez, her new album is Rare. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This was a huge, like a huge moment, bucket list moment to be on NPR. So thank you for having me. Of course she
was sad, but now she's. And we should say we reached out to Justin Bieber's team to give them an opportunity to respond to the allegations of emotional abuse, and we did not hear back.